Our next story started with a tweet from a viewer to our Dr. John LaPook. It alerted us to a tactic some pharmaceutical companies are using to keep patients taking expensive brand name drugs instead of cheaper generic versions. Here's Dr. John with details.
54-year-old Michael Hitch of Merrillville, Tennessee, has early onset dementia and says he is helped by an Alzheimer's medication called Namenda. The drug is due to go generic next year.
Right now, I've got plenty of them.
But Forest Laboratories, the company that makes Namenda, plans to stop the sale of the version that Hitch takes at least 6 months before a less expensive generic product could become available.
They have no excuse whatsoever to stop making that drug available. None.
The company is telling doctors to transition patients to a newer form, one that has additional patent protection and is unlikely to go generic for years. Industry critics believe this is an example of a forced switch. David Maris is a stock analyst with BMO Capital Markets who covers pharmaceuticals.
What's the purpose of a forced switch?
Forced switch is to get patients over to this new product as fast as possible, so that way when the patent goes off on the old product, that patients are already on the new product and there's no existing product left. All of a sudden, you don't have this cliff. You don't have a drop-off in sales like you would otherwise.
The retail price of Namenda is more than $300 a month. When generic companies compete, the price of a drug usually drops 70 to 80%. Namenda generates about $1.5 billion in annual sales. So loss of patent protection could translate to more than $1 billion in lost revenue in a single year.
When patients are forced to switch from one form of a product to another, do they just stay once they're switched?
Almost everyone stays. The reason drug companies do these forced switches is that the switches are sticky. So in most drugs, it's only about 10 to 20% ever go back to the generic.
The newer version, Namenda XR, is taken once a day, unlike the older version, which is taken twice a day. Hitch has tried Namenda XR and says it doesn't work for him.
They are yanking the rug right out from under me, and that is not fair play.
You're ticked off.
I am mad. Yes.
There will still be a liquid version of Namenda. Activist, the parent company of Forest Laboratories, declined our request for an interview. So we asked by email why the company decided to discontinue the sale of the twice-daily Namenda tablets and if the transition to Namenda XR is a forced switch. The company responded, "We believe that the Namenda XR extended-release capsules have significant advantages over the twice-a-day Namenda tablets that are particularly meaningful for the Alzheimer's patient population and their caregivers."